Base KX, mobile.
KXN6CLX.
How you doing out there in the fog?
We're doing okay. The fog's not too horrible, but, you know, just follow the white line.
Bad. I mean, it's thicker in places, but I haven't seen anywhere that I can't see past the hood of the truck yet.
My eyes are getting sensitive or something, but these headlights nowadays, there's a truck behind me. His headlights are so bright, I had to put on my night thing on the mirror.
You're not the only ones. It's these LED lights. Everybody has to have a brighter headlight. Well, guess what? Now you're blinding everybody coming at you. So, good luck with that. But, yeah, I'm with you. I hate them.
One of these Super Duty Fords or the King Ranch or whatever, they're higher. I'm in a car. So, I mean, it's daylight and I can see my shadow, you know, from his light.
But yeah, the ones that are higher on the pickup trucks, if you're in a car, I see those being a real issue.
We stopped the complaining. So how are things going? Doing okay on this end?
So good this year. Nothing to complain about, really. So how about yourself?
The year's starting out pretty good for us. At home and at work, so, you know. I could say nothing to complain about, but that'd be a total lie. I always, you know me, I can always complain about something.
Most of the time it don't do any good to complain about stuff anyway, so just try to figure it out and move on. I know we all get caught up on it and like to complain from time to time, but I've never found where it does any good.
I'm up in the fog now. Came up the hill. A little more foggy. It's actually, I don't know. Dare I say nice for a change, from this rain we've been having.
It's supposed to be warm today, but overcast. So enjoy the heat while we're out here today anyway.
Weather, tomorrow's going to be overcast. I think Friday and Saturday is supposed to be better. I was hoping to maybe catch that green comet in the morning if I'm able to wake up enough. Going overhead, it's going to peak in early February. You see it in the morning before the sun rises. And the shade of it is green, so they're calling it the Green Comet.
I've never heard of it, so I didn't know. It would have been nice, so could have looked for it this morning, because it's nice and clear up at the house.
Where it is, I have to cheat and use my iPhone. It was the last comet I was able to see was that one back in the 90s, Kohotek, or I think that was the name of it, one of them. But it'd be nice to see this one.
Yes, because it's not like they come by that often.
This one came by, it was 50,000 years ago, if you use that aging principle of the new days.
I believe it was Dave talking about that the other day. You can go back and get that trajectory that was possibly going on, but what happens if it hits something and it changes its trajectory in that process? We don't ever really know those things. So, I mean, he did bring up a really valid point there.
Something nudged it, and it just happened to start moving. And it's never been through a year before.
I don't put much stock in that stuff like that. Yeah, we'll get to enjoy it when it comes by. And we'll see if it comes by again. You never know.
The comment is that it's possible to be bright enough to see with the naked eye. If you're in a dark spot, which I'm assuming you are. And it was just discovered last year. They didn't even know it existed.
By this way, 50,000 years ago.
That's all subjective and based on calculations. and assumptions. Lots of assumptions.
How'd that get you?
At the NASCAR Raceway, 85.
Parking lot of 123 over here right now.
The door's open.
We don't know what's going on. I can't see far enough ahead to know because the fog's so thick. But traffic is just creeping along.
Really in a parking lot. You're on a parking lot. I get it.
Somebody must be an accident up here or something. Who knows? We shall see.
You recall seeing on the news this morning 123 at Woodruff or something. I didn't pay attention. Closed both ways for an accident.
I don't know. Traffic's moving on the westbound side, but eastbound side is just crawling along, so all I got to do is get up here to get off on the White Horse Road, and then I make my U-turn and go back down 123 the other direction, so hopefully it doesn't stop me from doing that.
Yeah, it wasn't 123, it was 143.
Well, 143 is that, so not going to affect me.
I paid attention because I looked at it, and I saw the 14 because I got to get on 14 to get on the interstate. And that's what got my attention. So that's the only reason I remember it.
I got a phone call coming in, so let me jump off here and grab it right quick. Good to talk to you this morning, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear, 73.
KXN6CLX, have a good day, and I'll be monitoring.